Stephen, you in your presentation today, you really beat up U.S. growers, especially in the part of the country where I am located. What's your message?
Well, my message to the U.S. Grain growers, they've had it really good for the last 15 years, and that's in the form of Roundup Ready crops, and they've overused that great technology, way overused it, and it's going to fail. Now, for those farmers for whom it's still working, take the words that are said today and do everything you can to keep glyphosate going, because it's a 1-in-100-year chemical. And if it's still working on your farm, do everything you can to keep it working. And that means giving it a rest. There's way overuse of glyphosate in US agriculture. And as a result, the weeds are fighting back, and they will do so. And glyphosate is at serious risk across much of the US.
Stephen, what are some of the options that the growers have if they have to put the glyphosate away for a while?
Mix it up. Right now, say a Midwest grower's growing corn and soybeans, Roundup Ready corn followed by Roundup Ready soybeans. Get some other herbicides in there. Go away from just relying on glyphosate-resistant crops. Improve the agronomy, make the row spacings closer together, use some non-chemical tricks in there, everything you can, because that's what it's going to need. You don't have to go very far to see what's happening if you just over-rely on glyphosate. Just take a drive south a few hours, or jump in a plane and come really south, and then you'll see what over-reliance on glyphosate means. And what it means is a much more difficult world to farm than when glyphosate works.
We see so many turf and landscape golf courses. People in their yards in town are using Roundup as well, using glyphosate.
Yeah, glyphosate's the world's greatest herbicide. 1-in-100-year discovery. It's being way overused in all sorts of situations, on railway tracks, all sorts of things. But in the Midwest and the South, it's been way overused with all of the fantastic glyphosate-resistant crops which have been overused. As a result, it's failing. And US is the world's greatest grain exporter. If it wants to stay that way, it's going to have to diversify and reduce reliance on herbicides.
Now, you said, a reminder, weeds have a memory.
Yeah, weeds remember what's happened to them in the past. Seed banks of memory, the weeds carry genes. Remember when those things called the ALS herbicides, the IMIs, used to control all the weeds and they became resistant to them? The Roundup Ready or glyphosate-resistant weeds will remember that they are also resistant to those. They'll remember they're resistant to atrazine. They'll remember they're resistant to 2,4-D, you name it. They've got a memory.
Is there hope? Are we too late? Are we going to be able to save ourselves from ourselves?
Yes, if we change. There are parts of the U.S. where glyphosate will not be saved. There are other parts of the country where there's still time, in the north. Every farmer should try to keep glyphosate going, but all farmers in the U.S. need to recognise that more diversity is needed than simply reaching for the herbicide every time you see a weed.